hundreds of residents from civil society organizations marched in the streets of Bulawayo on Wednesday to mark the 16 days of activism against violence against women and girls. But sex workers and members of the gay groups were barred by the police from joining in the demonstration. A dozen organizations took part in the event in Zimbabwe's second largest city of Bulawayo. The commemoration was organized by Musasa Project, an organization that deals with domestic violence under the slogan Structures of Violence, defining safety and security for women and girls. Among the marchers were around 30 men and women from the Sexual Rights Center, an organization that advocates for the rights of homosexuals and commercial sex workers. Wearing pink t-shirts emblazoned pink and proud, they were carrying banners calling for the Zimbabwean authorities to respect the rights of sexual minorities. Sibongile Spanda of the Musasa Project, which organized the 16 days event, says the police asked her to see the leaders.
I don't know, one police officer came to me and told me that someone had brought it to their attention that we had been marching with promoting sexual diversity. The police felt the law of Zimbabwe, which is against sexual diversity and homosexuality, they could not be seen to be attending the same function and listening to speeches that were there sort of like to promote sexual diversity.
Police officers called the director of the center out of the crowd and told her to gather her people together and leave.
In line with the main theme for the day, we wanted to also have a hand in fighting violence against women.
Emma Swanda, not her real name, works for the Sexual Rights Center. She says she wanted to be part of the commemorations to highlight problems faced by lesbians, such as correctional rape.
And our main points were fighting against corrective rape of lesbian women and fighting against violence against sex workers.
In Zimbabwe, like neighboring South Africa, there is a reported increase in what have been termed corrective rape, sexual assaults on women thought to be lesbians.
We were told that the police do not have, they have something against some of our principles, what we stand for as an organization. However, our main aim in marching today was for women's rights.
Zimbabwe is one of the many African countries in which homosexual acts are illegal. President Robert Mugabe is on record as saying gays and lesbians are worse than pigs and dogs. Some of the other organizations who took part in the march condemned the police action, saying it violated basic human rights. Lawyer Lizwe Jamela says the police did not have the authority to bar the sexual rights center.
For instance, if for sure it's the police that ordered them to march out, for me, I don't find it in order, because there was not a question. It was not a question of them vetting who participates or who does not participate, because they were also actually invited. So for me, I think it was just arbitrary. From a human rights perspective, that would be definitely wrong.
The incident at Bulawayo's 16 Days of Activism event is a reminder of the violence directed against African gays and lesbians in violation of human rights. Reporting from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, this is Zenzele Ndebele for Interpress Services Africa.